ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program The Key here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be speaking about a very interesting topic, and that topic is the virtue of clemency. Clemency, which in Arabic we call hilm, very close to patience. So today on The Key, we're going to be asking, what are the virtues of clemency? Why is clemency such a virtuous characteristic? In response to this question, we need to take a look at some of the hadith which have been narrated from the infallibles regarding the virtue of clemency. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith, we read the following. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "The clement person is almost a prophet." So clemency, from this hadith we can gather that clemency and patience is one of the virtues of the prophets, one of them. And when a person adopts clemency, he takes a step towards moving in the direction of the acquisition of, you know, the prophetic virtues, one of which is clemency. In another beautiful hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it has been said that clemency is the completion of the intellect. So a person, you know, he may be smart, but if he isn't clement and doesn't have patience, he loses his patience in different situations, then, you know, this is a sign of a deficiency in his intellect, obviously, because being clement and patient, you know, it's the most prudent thing to do in all situations. In another beautiful hadith, again narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been reported that he said, "Clemency arranges the affair of the believer." What that means is that if a person acts impatiently and without clemency, then it's possible that his plans, his affairs may become misarranged, disrupted, disorganized. But when he is clement and patient and deliberates over his affairs, they become well arranged and ordered and, you know, systematized, and, you know, they lead to the results that he expects and the objectives that he has from them. Imam Ali also said, "The beauty of a man is his clemency." This is a kind of an aesthetic virtue in clemency, and that if a person is clement, it gives the person an ethical and moral attractiveness and beauty, and it, you know, it attracts people towards him. Finally, it's been reported that Imam Al-Ridha alayhi salam, the eighth Imam, said, "A man cannot be a worshipper until he is clement." A person who is not clement, he cannot really worship God. This could mean that, well, worshiping God and obeying Him, it requires, you know, undertaking, you know, big tasks. And these tasks, they cannot be completed until a person is clement and patient and carries them out until their end. Otherwise, if he doesn't have patience, he might, you know, he might take up an undertaking, an act of worship, but leave it. Like, for example, a good example of this is the pilgrimage to Mecca, which people who have gone there know how difficult it is. And it really requires a lot of clemency and patience, and not only patience in performing the acts of worship, but also being clement and patient with the other, you know, people in the caravan going to Hajj and so on and so forth. These then are the virtues of clemency. By looking at them, we can understand better why it is so virtuous and noble. Thank you for joining us on The Key. We were looking at the virtues of clemency. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.